This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, Stu, I don't think we're going to see energy prices rise. They've already come down in response to President Trump's actions, just his messaging on marketplaces. What you're going to see is tariffs on U.S. exports come down across the world. President Trump's message has been free and fair trade, reciprocal trade. I'm talking to foreign leaders all the time, and they want two key things. They want to buy more American products. I'm talking to them mostly about energy. And they want to invest more dollars in the United States.
Yeah, that's the Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, there talking about what he thinks is going to happen here today. Well, I don't know if the markets are probably expecting something different, according to what I'm seeing here on the Fox Business page this morning. And we have Taylor Riggs with us from the Big Money Show. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you share Chris Wright's enthusiasm?
You know, gosh, yes and no. Definitely we are hearing short-term pain, but really for long-term gain. You guys have talked with me a lot about tariffs. And again, the emotional factor of this is I'm a mother. Do I give up my daughter's future to have a good paying job in America so that I can buy a cheap TV from China? A lot of Americans right now are thinking that's not a bet I'm willing to make. That being said, there could be some pain because the supply chains have just gotten so global, as you know. You know, we had background conversations with a lot of automakers. These cars, the parts, go back and forth across the Canada-US-Mexico border multiple times before they're even assembled. So trying to rejigger that certainly would take some time. But I have to say I'm not totally surprised. It certainly was the president's campaign promise. But again, today, 4 p.m., I think markets and the economy want to hear about reciprocity. Reciprocal tariffs is something that we understand that we can get behind. And as the energy secretary was saying, on one hand, maybe you bring in revenue, but frankly, best case scenario, tariffs go down because we all believe in free trade and free capital markets. India, Israel, some of the ones last night and today coming out and saying we'll reduce all of our tariff imports to avoid this trade fight with the U.S.
Yeah. Taylor, let me go back in time a little bit and play something for you. I found a soundbite from Donald Trump from 1997. Part of this was on CNN and part of it was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Listen to Donald back then, how much younger he sounds.
The fact is that you don't have free trade. We think of it as free trade, but you right now don't have free trade. And I think a lot of people are tired of watching other countries ripping off the United States. This is a great country. They laugh at us. Behind our backs, they laugh at us because of our own stupidity. And Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, he's right. And he's been right since 1987.
Well, and hard to say that you're surprised,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not just the campaign trail, but 20, 30 years in the making. There was a great case study done, and again, this was in the 1960s, to retaliate against the chicken tax. Europe refused to buy our chicken. We did a truck tax. That's why I hate to say it. The Ford F-150 is the most made, one of the most made in America cars right now. You don't see an F-150 made or sold in Europe. They're made in America because that tariff was put on 40 years ago. So there are some good long-term examples. I think the worry right now has been so much global integration of the supply chain. How do we reverse that, and how long does it take, and what do prices do in the meantime?
We talk about this short-term pain for long-term gain, which I think is worth it. Unfortunately, people are stubborn, and we want immediacy and results right away, right? And so people are giving Donald Trump like a couple months to get prices all down, or they feel like he's somehow failed as a president, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. But Taylor, is there any, I probably know the answer to this, but I'll ask anyway, is there any way to gauge how long you think we could feel this short-term pain?
Next midterm cycle, next October,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's going to, unfortunately, and you and I have talked about this, I love America. I will never, never bet against this country, but China operates on 100-year timelines. We operate on 2 to 4 year election cycle timelines. That's the problem. So, you know, I'm a mom like you. I give him more than a couple months. But if you're the average American and you've already had your prices go up 20% over the Biden administration, you're just less inclined right now to handle anything more than that. Mm-hmm. Even though what I keep telling my family is at least this time, if I pay higher prices, I'm getting something for it. Maybe a better job in the future, maybe securing national security. In the last 4 years, my prices went up 20%, but I don't have anything to show for that. No improvement in my future life. Americans are short-sighted. That's just who we are. And the markets are very short-sighted. They run on three-month quarterly profit cycles. So I think the administration has been smart in messaging and saying, look, the market is a snapshot in time. The market does not represent the economy or the way people think. So again, really need some clarity today at 4 p.m. on what the specifics of these tariffs are going to be.
Yeah, but it's a good point. Are you hearing anything like that you can report yet on where he's going with this?
The big, big, big hang-up that we hear is most car manufacturers are okay with an import on assembled vehicles. It's the auto parts that is going to be the big hang up. If that's implemented, that's like a $5,000 to $10,000 increase in your car. That is chaos. You know, I think people understand reciprocity. I don't think people understand universal tariffs.
Yeah.
So again, we need messaging. This is not about fentanyl. This is not about the border. This is about reciprocity. Tit for tat. As a business leader, I know that. I can get on board with that. I can't get on board with some tariffs here and then down and then up and then an exemption and then we're tracking fentanyl deaths to track tariffs, and that it doesn't allow me to spend and invest in my factory for the next 10 years.
That's a good point. And I'm sure you'll be covering all this today on the Big Money Show, right?
We are. That's all we're doing.
That's awesome. Taylor, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great explanation. Thank you. She's so smart. I love hearing how she puts that in simple terms. And it's true. It's what I talked about earlier this morning. Imagine for a moment if Illinois was a different country. Or if you're in Illinois, imagine Missouri's a different country. And, you know, we've got Eckert's over here selling apples, and we got Eckert's over there selling apples. Mm-hmm. And Missouri decides to put a 50% tariff on any apples from the Illinois side of the river. Well, everybody's just going to start buying the Eckert's Illinois apples. They live in Illinois and over mm-hmm. here because it's going to kill that trade. This is a different situation. This is a situation where for the last 50 years, Missouri, in this case, had been charging a 200% tariff on Illinois apples, and Illinois hadn't been charging anything. And suddenly they decide, well, it's time for us to protect our businesses a little bit. That's all this is about. It's about fairness. It's mm-hmm. only fair if one side's doing it that the other side do it, or they both agree, we're just going to drop all this nonsense mm-hmm. and have free trade.
It's a good analogy you gave, and it makes it easier to wrap your brain around what's going on, and it also makes you realize how ridiculous it is that some of these countries are acting like children and saying, well, I'm not doing this, and I'm taking that back because they're so mad. I could understand if we were implementing these on countries where there was no tariff, we've never had any issues. I would maybe understand that. But for some of these countries that have had these, you know, 200% tariffs
or more
on our goods, and all of a sudden we're just saying, hey, we're not cool with that, we're going to reciprocate, and they're throwing a little tantrum. That's crazy.
Yeah, and Trump's been
talking. Cry me a river, build me a bridge, and get over it.
Trump has been talking about it for almost 40 years now. That soundbite I played for you there just a few minutes ago.
Get more at 971talk.com.